Quilting is such a wonderful art, and not only does it produce lovely items, but it can also be a social occasion, a way to pass cultural and family traditions from one generation to the next. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Nancy Zeman has been coming into our homes as the host of Sewing with Nancy for more than 30 years. Hard to believe, but she's been a companion and a teacher for generations of sewers and quilters. And we're really happy to have her with us today to talk about those three decades of programs and also to talk about the upcoming Quilt Expo. And Nancy, as always, so great to have you with us.
Thanks, Larry. It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I'm going to mention right off the top, Quilt Expo is coming to Madison September 4th through the 6th. And Nancy and Wisconsin Public Television have generously offered 10 pairs of tickets for our listeners today. We'll give them to the first 10 people who reach us. How's that work? So you can just call us at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. If you email, please put tickets in the subject line and also include your name, address, and phone number in the message. So the tickets are going to be available. We're not going to mail them to you. They'll be available at Will Call, the Will Call booth at Quilt Expo. So you just have to go to the Will Call booth, pick them up. Again, we have 10 pairs to give away. So once those are gone, that's it. If you're a winner, we'll tell you on the phone or email you back, depending on how you get in touch with us. So there you have it. And now, you've been on the air for more than 30 years, Nancy, but Quilt Expo is about, what, 10 years?
This is our 10th time. It's quite exciting.
Wow. So, and it has grown.
The first year, I think we had about 9,000 people. Now, we're expecting close to 20. So, 20,000, my closest friends.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. So, and certainly we're going to be talking about that as we move along here today. But as you know, you've done this for over 30 years. I'm sure you've more than 20 years on Wisconsin Public Television. Mm-hmm. What's changed in the field over the years?
Technology, just the way it is in anybody's business, from a mechanical sewing machine to computerized sewing machines. The notions and equipment have been so streamlined. But the things that have stayed the same are people's love of creating. So you can do it by a computerized machine or a treadle machine, but yet you get great results.
How do you think you've changed? Have you changed much over the years?
Well,
as a craft person and as a TV personality?
I hope I'm better in my delivery than I was 30 years ago.
Oh, you're pretty good in your delivery, believe me.
And then as far as what I create, I did a lot of garment sewing in the beginning, and now still do that, but a lot of quilting, home decor, things for homes. I think a jack of all trades is probably what I would assign myself as.
Yeah, and pretty good in many, many areas. And sewing, you know, it's such a wonderful skill to have. Do you see interest and ability increasing or waning with this current generation that we have?
Increasing. It was waning last decade, but with the advent of bloggers, the blogosphere, there are hundreds of blogs by women in their 20s to 40s that on quilting and sewing, that's where the interest is exploding.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, I'm really, really pleased to hear it, actually. And I'm not a great sewer. I mean, I can sew buttons and
sure,
I can do little things like that. But
we don't all have to do the same thing. It would be boring.
But I sure enjoy looking at those quilts. Those quilts.
Yes.
Oh, my
eye candy.
Goodness. I'm telling you. And you've got some great exhibits. That's one of the nice things about the expo is you have these great exhibits.
The judged and juried exhibit has about 300 quilts, and people submit their ideas in advance, and then a jury comes in and selects which 300 will be shown. So that will be in the center area of the Alliance Center. And then there are special exhibits around the perimeter and in the hallways. An exciting one we have this year is a quilt exhibit by the Oneida Nation.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
It shows how porcupine quills, feathers, all sorts of interesting objects are incorporated with fabric.
Right into the quilt?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, and then, of course, you, as you might guess, the storytelling that goes with quilts mm-hmm. by Native Americans, as storytelling goes from all people that make quilts. I mean, there's a story with it behind every quilt.
Yeah. And so there are lots and lots of quilts to see, but also mm-hmm. there are plenty. If you're interested in purchasing anything relating to quilting, I'm...
It's a bonanza, yes. The whole exhibit hall at the Alliance Center is filled with vendors. So anything you could ever imagine and things you didn't even think you needed are there.
And workshops as well. Give us a flavor of the workshops that you've got.
We have workshops from the new modern trend, modern quilting, which is using a lot of solid fabrics, it's called negative space, big areas, to the very traditional. And then how to felt fabric, wool, and make it. A lot of people have felted fabric by mm-hmm. mistake. You know, they threw their sweater in the dryer. But how to felt wool to incorporate it into quilts, traditional piecing, contemporary piecing. Oh, we hopefully have the gamut. There are over 140 lectures they can take. They're 1-hour lectures. There are some sit and sew events at WI, standing for Wisconsin QuiltExpo.com. You can find out all of the options.
All of the options that and Carl Christensen, our on-air producer to date, informs me that all the tickets are gone. That didn't take long.
No, it didn't. Oh my goodness.
He was his fingers were flying. I could see him through the window here, and he was a busy boy there for a while, but we've got it taken care of. Now we hope you'll join in. If you have questions about sewing or about quilts mm-hmm. or about the expo, or maybe an experience to share, I hope you'll join us. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org. Or you can post on my Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. That's the name of my Facebook page, the Larry Mueller Show. And, you know, this, I know some people, I got a couple of people, actually a relative, who never quilted but really went and really enjoyed the mm-hmm. The experience. You don't have to be a professional by any means. You could be a rank amateur.
And you could just appreciate art, because that's what, when you go to the exhibit hall and see these 300 quilts that have been made and judged and juried, it's art. It's not something you think of maybe made in the olden days. It's spectacular.
Yeah, and so it doesn't, if your spouse is interested in quilting and you're not, be you the male or the female, you should go along with them anyway.
That's right.
Because you're going to find something. And we've heard that in the past, actually, from people who weren't really all that kind of interested to go, but mm-hmm. then went and then loved it and really enjoyed themselves. What do you most love about quilting?
The process. The creative process. I do landscape quilting, so I take a photo of maybe where I've gone on vacation or from mm-hmm. my backyard and put it into fabric. And never doing the same thing twice. For me, I don't want to be repetitive and keep doing the same thing. But the process to me, working with hands and fabric, and it's a relaxing, contemplative time.
Yeah, I could see how that could be. And for you, probably sort of in the quote-unquote business you're in, too, to have be doing something different all the time is probably key to your programs, too.
Oh, right. I kind of have three studios, sewing studios. I have one here at Wisconsin Public Television. It's all fully, you know, stocked, and then one at work and another at home. So I kind of have my separate. But at work, then, we're always looking for different mm-hmm. we're looking for different topics to share, and what's the next thing on the horizon?
Oh, and I want to go back once. I wanted to mention one thing for sure, because you've got a quilt to give.
Yes.
Encore.
Right.
And that was, I think, really successful last year. And
this is our third quilt to give, and where we have a area set up in the mezzanine area of the Quilt Expo, and 10 sewing machines, cutting areas, where we make, this year we're making twin-size quilts, full-size, bed-size quilts. And people donate fabric. They bring their fabric there, also batting or backing. And we make these quilts to give this year to, in Madison, half the quilts will go to the Domestic Abuse Intervention Services.
Ah, excellent.
And the other half will go to an organization called Enchanted Makeovers. They go into women's shelters. They paint, renovate, decorate. And it gives me goosebumps when you learn about this. So they both requested twin size bed quilts. And we have a simple design. You can go to quilttogive.com. The instructions are there. Last year, people brought the finished quilts to us. It was like
Christmas.
It was wonderful. And just warms your heart.
So you could bring the finished quilt, or you could work on it right there.
Yes, exactly. If you have a half an hour or an hour or a finished top, fabric, a fourth of a yard or larger or more in solids. It's kind of my request.
Okay. All right. There we go. Well, let's go to Carol in Milwaukee. Carol, thanks a lot for calling.
Oh, hello. My mother was a quilter, animal maker, you name it. She sewed it. And now she's at no longer doing that, and we, like all quilters, she has a ton of material.
Sure.
Do you have any outlet or any way that we can contribute to people with all the material that she has?
Well, Carol, there are many organizations that take fabric. We do at the Quilt Expo for the Quilt to Give project, and you're from Milwaukee, so probably will not be around the area. You could check in your area with the American Sewing Guild. They often have community service projects. Many churches have quilting days, and they create quilts for World Relief and other organizations. So just do a little investigation locally. I think you'll find many glad recipients there.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a friend who, she's sort of in charge of the quilt aspect of it. They make a lot. Produce many, many quilts every year.
Yes, and it's kind of just this little quiet organization that is happening, and it's making a difference in the world.
Yeah, you're not hearing a lot about it, but there it is. Mm-hmm. Carol, good luck. Thank you. Appreciate your call. Paula in Spring Green, it's your turn. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question and a comment.
Okay.
Question is, I have a friend who's an amazing quilter who gave me this amazing king-size quilt, and I was wondering if I could enter her quilt in your show this September.
Well, you can enter her quilt next September. The entries are due in June. You can go online at wiquiltexpo.com and then just kind of bookmark that or sign up for emails, and then you'll know when to do the submission. But right now they've all been selected, and they're coming into a warehouse to be distributed in 2 weeks at the Alliance Center. I wish you could, but that's not going to happen this year.
Well, that makes sense. That
sure,
makes sense.
Sure.
My comment is, I'm a novice quilter that started out quilting, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. And I guess I'd like to comment that in my naivety, I thought starting out with small wall-hanging quilts would be the easy way to go. I started quilting at Quintessentials in Reedsburg and took this class on Civil War quilts. I don't remember the name of the pattern design, but all the patterns were from the Civil War period, and they were wall hangings that were maybe 20 by 18, something like that, or 20 by 24. Each little square is like a 1 1/4 inch by 1 1/2.
Oh, dear.
I did the series. I'm not completely through with one of them, but I found if anybody's starting to quilt, don't do what I did. bigger is easier than little.
Well, you can do wall hangings, but with larger blocks. Those little itty-bitty pieces. Well, I admire your patience. And then the next project, start, follow your own advice.
Yes, and I have. I have gone bigger. That's how I discovered, oh, this would have been the way to start.
Oh, you know, Paula, you should take a photo of that one, that first one you did, and send it up to my Facebook page. I'd love to see it, actually.
Okay. I will do that. And I also want to comment that I watch your show every Saturday, and if I don't catch it, I record it. And I do love your show, and hope to be half as good as you someday.
Oh, thanks, Paula.
You're welcome.
Go all the way.
Paula, thanks so much. Appreciate your call. Visiting today with Nancy Zeman, producer and host of Sewing with Nancy on Wisconsin Public Television, talking with her about quilting and sewing and about the Quilt Expo coming to Madison September 4th through the 6th. So not long. And it's at the Dane County Expo Center grounds, It has been for all these years. And really a wonderful opportunity for you to enjoy some wonderful art and to learn some more and to purchase some things, quilting types of things and sewing types of things, all going on September 4th through the 6th. Larry Mueller here and Carl Christensen, our on-air producer, on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, we're visiting with Nancy Zeman about the upcoming Wisconsin Public Television Quilt Expo, and certainly inviting your questions. If you have quilting questions or sewing questions or maybe an experience to share, I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234. If you've got a cool quilt that you might have a photo of, post that up on my Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page and let's have a look. Mary in Richland Center up with us next. Mary, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I do simple quilts. I found a book called Quilt in a Day. Mm-hmm. Mine aren't works of art. Mine aren't intricate or anything. And I defined my own pattern out of this. But my problem is I'm making like six of them for Christmas, and it's the quilting on the machine that has created a real problem for me, and I was just wondering if there was any easy way to do that. I've tried pinning them. I've tried using that spray-on stuff that, you know, it's supposed to glue it together, but the back always ends up puckering and bunching up. So I was just wondering if there was anything you could suggest to help me.
Sure, Mary. I'm just going to give a little definition to our listeners, because piecing and quilting sometimes, or quilting is sometimes used for both piecing and then the layering of the three, the top, the batting, and the backing. And you're talking about the physical quilting of the three layers to hold it together.
Yes.
And that is honestly, that's the biggest challenge for me as well. There's an adhesive spray where you can put all three layers together. I use that for very small projects, not my favorite. So what I would recommend doing for your Quilt in the Day quilts, which are usable, warm, made with love quilts, I would pin them together with curved safety pins and put the pins together about a fist width apart so that you're stabilizing all the layers. And you may to try this for quilts that are going to be washed and loved and used. If you have a decorative stitch on your sewing machine, like you can set it sometimes just for a single, like a single heart, a single star, and then just tack every 4 or 5 inches going through all layers. So it would be like an old-fashioned tying quilt, but stitching it at your machine. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I never thought of the safety pins. I might have to buy some safety pins and try that. That sounds like it might work. I tried the adhesive spray, and for the big quilts, it just didn't work.
And if you use the curves,
I also make. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mary.
I also made up my own pattern of quilted bags to take to the grocery store that I've made some of, and that adhesive works pretty good for that because they're so much smaller.
Yes. And just a hint on those, get those large quilting, that they're curved, so you can easily scoop up all that fabric. It'll make it a lot easier.
All the curved ones, right. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mary.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions or comments, or maybe you've got some experiences to share about your sewing or about your quilting. We'd certainly would love to hear from you. Is there a special style of quilt now that's become more popular, or is it... Or is it all over the board?
It runs the gamut. But the new kid on the block is called the Modern Quilting Guild, or the Modern Quilting kind of philosophy, where it's bold, big, contemporary looking. Instead of just taking one little piece, they may enlarge it and use bold colors. And it's kind of fun to look at.
Yeah, that actually sounds really fun. Celeste in Rhinelander has a question. Hi, Celeste.
Hi. I would like to know how you document a donation quilt for a tax write-off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of going to the fabric store and buying a yard of this, a yard of that, because you've got a whole wall and you're making a scrap quilt anyway.
So you want to, you have a quilt you're going to give away, and you want to know how much, what's the value of it?
How do you assess the value for tax purposes? Yeah. Sure.
Right. Some of them go to, you know, places like Project Line, that's for but I have a couple that have been put into auctions and have garnered a significant amount of money.
Yes. Well, the best way, and it's, you can have them appraised.
Mm-hmm.
And there are quilt appraisers, and it's usually around $35 to $50 to have the appraisals done. And then they document everything, and you can use that for quilt donations. We do have appraisers at the event, and you can find them in your local area, perhaps by going to a sewing guild. I haven't been, other than that suggestion, Celeste, I haven't had this question, and I don't know the answer exactly. I mean, if you're donating to Project Linus, obviously your time and materials that have been put into the project, but then also you have to put some value for the creativity. So that is a great question that I don't want to steer you in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But an intricately done quilt, an appraisal would be necessary for a donation quilt that hasn't taken as long. That's subjective, mm-hmm. and I wish I could answer.
I wonder if, and boy, I hope you'll call when we do. We have tax shows, Celeste.
There you go.
And I do have some tax preparers come on to talk about this kind of thing. And I'm wondering if, you know, if you donate a quilt and it sells for $1,000, I would think that you would be able to, all right, that quilt's worth $1,000.
That's a donation, correct.
As a donation. So I would certainly not hesitate to put that kind of, and you could even, I'm sure you can get some somebody to write down that this
validation.
Is in fact validation. Mm-hmm. That's the word that I meant.
Sure.
To use. So certainly that way, and otherwise keeping track of your hours and your expenses.
That's funny, because you can be working on four different quilts at the same time.
Well, yeah.
But you can kind of figure out an average. I know what you mean. You're a multitasker, and so so you can figure that out. estimate.
Yeah, a good estimate. But there you go. Those are I guess about all we can come up with for now. And I will have a tax preparer on at some point, but that's the other thing. You may have your own tax preparer, and if you do, check with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, by the way, you can call in with your questions or comments at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call. Someone told us that people can donate quilting and other art materials to Donna Alexa Art Centers.
Okay.
They work with special needs people in the community and they have locations in Waukesha, West Bend, and Milwaukee. And so that's Donna Lexa, and it's DonnaLexa.org. So DonnaLexa.org is another place where if you want to donate, you can certainly do it there. Historically, I think quilting was a kind of a social thing for women.
Still is?
Yeah.
Well, there are guilds, and at this Quilt Expo event, it always warms my heart to see how people from, I know this one family comes from all corners of the United States, and they meet in Madison. The grandma, energetic grandma, chooses a project. They sew at the hotel. They come the next day, and they show me their project. And there's daughters, granddaughters, and grandmas.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's... they've made it a point every year to come. Last year they weren't there because one of the daughters was being married. But otherwise, so I'm looking forward to seeing them on Saturday, the quilt event. They always come and show me what they do. And many friends meet. They come from different states. They meet up. They go together. It is a social thing.
That's wonderful. Well, we'll take some more calls. Again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions and comments. I know my sisters see some people once a year.
Yes.
Yeah. And they get together for the expo.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Georgianne and Mellon, it is your turn. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to tell you about a quilt that our library is doing for a fundraiser.
Okay.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was we call it the 100 Good Wishes Quilt. And we had people from all over our town and area bring in a piece of cloth that was a quilt material. And we took those pieces and we put them together and made a quilt out of it for a raffle in the end of September. And then we took a small piece of each piece of material and made a scrapbook with a good wish that had come with each piece of material. And we made a scrapbook out of it, and we're going to be raffling it off the end of September for the Mellon Public Library.
Well, what a great way of a fundraiser and a community builder. Yeah, quilting brings people together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. So have you
It does, and it was so much fun to do. Much fun to put together.
Yeah. Doesn't that say it all?
And do you have a photo of it?
We probably will, yes. In one quarter, we had a block embroidered with the 100 good wishes from the Friends of the Library, you know, and then we put a little bit of plain material in between each one.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but it was
clever.
Just a real fun thing. And then putting the scrapbook together, some of us worked on it together, and it was a great, great, fun time.
And you've also documented the quilt, which is a good thing, by putting the scrapbook together.
I love that idea. That's a great idea.
And then they can go through the scrapbook and see all the good wishes that people have sent them.
Oh, that's great, Georgianne. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call very much. I want to give Bob and Eau Claire a chance to join us. Hi, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just turned on the radio. Just got to it. Hi.
Hello.
I was the director of a Environmental Learning Center in northern Minnesota for almost 30 years. And we started hosting quilting groups in the late 70s. And it turned into quite a group where we would have many, many weekends throughout between, say, September and May, where we would have these quilting groups and stamping groups and other types of crafting groups. But the original group, we called it the Stitchery Retreat. And I heard you telling the story about the family that got together, but they didn't get together one year because daughter got married. These people were so driven, so task-driven with their stitching that they would threaten their daughters, their sons, not to schedule anything that would conflict with the Stitchery retreat. And then they got to the point where they had two of them a year, one in the fall and one in the spring. And so there were times when they would miss family events because the Stitchery retreat took precedence over everything. And it truly was an incredible. Now, these people were, for us, they were clients, but we turned into a huge family.
Sure.
And
yeah.
And they adopted me like, you know, I was their own kid. And even when one of the matriarchs, one of the senior members died, she wanted her ashes to be brought to our center, and we had a remembrance for her and scattered her ashes close to the lake as part of the in remembrance of her. So
my goodness, there we're talking about a pretty dedicated bunch.
Yes, I would say so. Well, thanks for sharing that story. It makes you smile, doesn't it?
Oh, it's a wonderful story, and I guess it just shows the power of getting together, working on a common goal. And
there's a lot of camaraderie. It's great therapy. I mean, that's the part that people recovering from illnesses, people work in front of a computer terminal all day long. They can make something with their hands. It's therapeutic.
And I'm glad he called because men quilt and sew.
Oh, yes.
And you hear from them, do you not?
Oh, yes. And many times we have some teachers that are guys, and we'll have quilts in the show that are made by guys. It's certainly not just 100% a female occupation.
Gail says in an email, I have a quilt top made of a small hexagons that my grandmother made. It's all hand stitched, probably king size and about 60 years old. I'm wanting to finish it, but I'm unsure what type of batting to use. Something very lightweight would be what I would prefer.
Sure, cotton batting would be my choice for you, and it would fit with the theme or the era that was pieced together. And yes, cotton batting will be your choice. You'll have to polyester bedding, you can leave more room between the stitches, cotton, because natural fiber has to be closer together, but I think you'll be pleased with those results.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you've got a new season of Sewing with Nancy, and that just started last week, wasn't it?
It was online and then also nationally, yes.
So what can viewers look forward to?
Well, we started off with a three-part series called Sew Simple with Rectangles and Squares, so really quick projects that are made, obviously, with those simple shapes, from weekender bags to organizers to traveling jewelry organizers, fun things. And clever looking. We're going to do some things on column quilts. Instead of working with blocks, work with columns.
Oh.
We have free motion quilting. We have basic sewing. It's called the absolute easiest way to sew. And I've done my kind of culled everything down, boiled it down to what makes it the simplest. So there's a lot of variety.
Oh, and I want to go back over before we're done here. Let's go back over the Quilt Expo.
Yes.
It's September 4th through the 6th. So 3 days. And the times of that are?
On Thursday and Friday, it's at 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5.
Okay. And now tell us again, what's all going to be going on here?
We have an exhibit floor filled with vendors. We have about 144 lectures during the 3 days, some sit-and-sew classes. They can go to wiquiltexpo.com to see all the events. They can register online or go to the event and register for some of the, if there are still openings for these classes. We have a community service project where there'll be quilting to give, twin size beds to give away locally as well as nationally. We hope to finish 30 quilts. Not little ones, but big guys. And there are beautiful special exhibits from a variety of Quilt Makers Plus, the judged and juried show that is the museum quality, the eye candy quilts.
Yeah, so all of that. And the tickets, I think, very reasonable.
Yes, they're $9 at the door, $8 in advance, or you can get a multi-package price. But really, it's and there are free demonstrations in the vendor hall, too. So with that price at the daily admission, you can get some seminars as well.
Oh, it's just wonderful. And 10th year?
10th time. Oh, Larry, where has the time gone?
And there's going to be an 11th, I'll bet, too.
I hope so. We're planning on it.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good to know. Well, as always, Nancy, it's a great pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure as well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Being with us today. Nancy Zeman, producer and host of Sewing with Nancy. Oh, by the way, I wanted to get back to your book.
Yeah, Seems Unlikely.
Seems Unlikely. We didn't mention that, and I just want to give it another little
thank you.
Tick and mention. Have the sales been going well?
Yeah, it's been going well. Kind of an autobiography. I'm in an unusual, my life has been kind of unusual, and so and it's turned out well, and so that's why we wrote. Marge Russell and I wrote this book, and the encouraging comments I get from readers. Made it worth the time.
Oh, I would bet. It's a wonderful book, and I certainly wanted to mention it.
Oh,
and obviously, there'll be copies of that available.
Sure. Oh, sure. Thank you, Larry.
And if they run into you on the floor and they've got a copy, you'll sign it, I'll bet.
I will, yeah, for a smile.
All right. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Nancy Zeman, producer and host of Sewing with Nancy on Wisconsin Public Television, and also the person who's really came up with the idea and is behind the Quilt Expo, which is coming to Madison September 4th through the 6th. And there's so much there to see. So I hope you have a chance to do it. And for the 10 folks, there were 10 pairs of tickets that we gave away today. Don't forget, you go to the Will Call booth at Quilt Expo, and you can pick up your tickets right there. Well, it's always great to talk with Nancy. She, she does wonderful work, and the many sewing fans have come to think of her as a friend. I know. Coming up next, we're going to talk with another friend who has great information to share. Rick Seney of FairCompare.com is up next to share his travel expertise and to answer your questions as well. So I hope you'll stay tuned right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.